With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. People in cities across Montana held rallies last week, pushing back against President Trump's executive order halting immigration from 7 predominantly Muslim nations. Katie Reardon reports.
No Bannon, no wall.
More than 100 people cheered pro-immigration slogans in a Missoula park on Friday before marching to Republican Senator Steve Daines' local office to drop off letters asking him to hold a town hall discussion here. Ayman Ormseth helped Standing Alongside American Muslims and Missoula Rises organize the Missoula event with sister rallies in Helena, Bozeman, and Billings throughout the week.
Right now, Daines is backing an unjust policy, and we want him to come and tell us why.
Senator Daines released a statement last week in support of the executive order, citing American security concerns. President Trump's immigration order also bans refugee resettlement in the U.S. for 120 days and bars Syrian refugee resettlement indefinitely. Missoula City Council member and protester Marlon Martler said refugee policy hits close to home.
I think it's an issue that is very meaningful and tangible to people in Missoula now because we have been working for over a year to resettle refugees.
The nonprofit International Rescue Committee has resettled 16 refugee families in Missoula since August, including families from Syria and Iraq, two countries listed under the travel ban. Montana's Democrat Senator John Tester came out against the travel ban in a statement last week, calling it harmful. But some protesters said they wanted more vocal opposition from him. A U.S. judge temporarily blocked President Trump's ban Friday. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Katie Reardon.